Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch, and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past. So now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now partner Pikachu and partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date. And if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's Poke Quiz, you can, of course, just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Let it roll. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no browsers, no internet, no complaining. Jushiro and Skron are going to be acting as a team to answer 5 Pokemon questions, each worth 1 point, except for the one that has a bonus point. They can try to grab 2 points from that one. And they have a hint that they can use as a lifeline. However, if they don't use it and they get all the questions correct, they can cash it in for an extra point for a possible total of 7. They are competing against their fellow co-hosts until they get to 30 points. Whoever gets to 30 points first will get a $20 credit to the Puckle Tea Public Store, where you can get a bunch of crazy cool stuff. Also, this segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for a lot of cool anime art, including stuff like the Green Tauros poster that you should go pick up right now over at AnimeGravy.com. These guys are fantastic. They sponsor this segment. So
let's do this. Let's do this, Jushiro.
If you guys are ready, yeah. I will go ahead and get started. So question number one. In all of the mainline Pokemon games, only one champion has a monotype team. Who is that champion?
Okay. So it's not Steven. It's not Cynthia. It should be... Oh, it's technically not Lance, because he has Gyarados and Aerodactyl.
Yeah, it's not Diantha either, right?
It's not Blue. It's not Diantha, because she has Goodra and, like, a fairy type. It's Alder. It's going to be Alder, because he has all bugs.
Yes, Alder.
Wait, no.
Nope.
He has a Bouffalant.
Oh, that's right. He did have a Bouffalant. What about
Oh, it's Wallace. Wallace. It's got to be Wallace.
Wallace?
Yeah, he has
what
all water.
What type was it? Water. Oh, yes, that makes total sense.
Yeah, totally. It's Wallace.
Wallace is correct. Woo! You guys have 1 point so far.
Dude, good job, Skron.
You guys are doing fantastic here. All right, so you're 1 for 1. Next question. We're going to go to the Unova Horoscope. In the Unova Horoscope, what Pokemon represents November, which would replace in the real world the equivalent of Scorpio?
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Okay. Yeah, there is actually, it's actually really big, because of the seasons thing.
So the Unova horoscope was pretty much all Gen 5 Pokemon, from what I understand, or at least most of them were. So we're looking at Gen 5 bugs, and the closest one that would represent a scorpion, although it's not a scorpion, it could be that. I'm thinking Scolipede. Because I know Scolipede was in there. I don't know what month it would have been, but it could very well be Drapion or Scorupi or one of those.
Yeah.
It's honestly one of those three.
Okay. Which one would you like to throw your guess at?
Honestly, I'm thinking, since it is the Unova horoscope, Scolipede.
Me too.
But
Scolipede or Scorupi? Because Scorupi, it's cute and it looks more like a scorpion than the other two. But you said that the Scolipede, you are sure that it's on the horoscope?
I think so.
Okay,
it's been
a
while.
Then let's go with that. Because I have no idea. I know definitely no horse in this race. I have no idea that there was
I've glanced at it before, and it is the Unova horoscope.
Yeah.
So So it's probably Gen 5 Pokemon. So I'm going to go with Scallopede.
I'll go with whatever Scrum says.
Scallopede is correct.
Oh, yes. Man, Scrawn, you're on fire.
You're for two. So this next one is a Pokedex entry. I just pick a Uncle Oshawott picks a Pokedex entry, in all honesty. And we ask you to tell us who that Pokemon is. So its Pokemon Gold Pokedex entry reads, its skin is very thin. If it is exposed to light, its blood heats up, causing it to grow weak.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
Exposed to light, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was on here, we had that Zubat question. I don't think it's that. So it's probably not in that line.
Heats up the blood.
Also Pokemon Gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Just so you have a reference that it's not like Swoobat or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, like Gen 2 Pokemon found in dark places. Or, like, places where that wouldn't be in the sun. I'm thinking, like, maybe Wooper, Dunsparce, something.
Ooh,
like
Dunsparce.
That.
I like Dunsparce.
But there's that area in Gen 3 where they're out in the open.
What else? Light sensitive, and it will heat up the Pokemon's blood.
It could also so it be Generation 1 because it's gold.
Yeah. What's a cave Pokemon that has blood? Because being blood means that automatically no rock Pokemon we're talking about, right? We're not talking about any rock Pokemon.
I mean, Pokemon Dex entries can be weird, mate.
True. That is true.
I'm trying to...
You also have the hint. If not, I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah, I think we should use the hint.
The hint? Okay, let's do the hint.
This is a ground-type Pokemon that it will encounter a specific cave in Generation 1.
Oh, that's Diglett. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's gotta be Diglett.
Yeah.
Diglett is correct.
There we go.
There you guys go. You're 3 for 3 right now. You burned the hint. This next question is your bonus point question. There are 9 answers to this question. You'll get 1 point if you name 4, and you'll get 2 points if you answer 8. If you answer all 9, I'll give you a cookie in my heart. So, if you guys are ready, we'll jump right on into it.
Let's go.
All right. Our question is, how many fully evolved water-type Pokemon can learn a Wide Guard? There are 9 of them. Who are they?
Oh, my God.
Jellicent.
Okay, Jellicent. I think Blastoise. All right.
Cloyster?
Maybe. Cloyster. Did we get these, Thatch? Are you telling us if we got
them? I probably shouldn't, but you didn't. Okay. You didn't get any.
Oh, okay. Caracosta.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's one.
Okay. Because I know that's in there. Swampert?
That's 2.
Okay.
Water, fully evolved water Pokemon that can use Wide Guard. I want to say...
Alolan.
Not Vaporeon.
You guys have Caracosta and Swampert so far?
Okay.
Okay, we need to hit at least 4.
Yeah, we need to get there.
Let's see.
Why am I drawing a blank on so many water Pokemon right now?
Relicanth, maybe?
Relicanth is not correct.
Okay.
Okay, Relicanth's not correct. What about Tentacruel?
Nope.
Yeah, we're sucking at this hard.
I'm gonna give you guys 4 more tries to try to get to 4.
Okay,
and then after that we're done.
Okay,
that's fair.
That's fair. That's very fair, actually. What do you think, Scrawn?
You also only have 30 seconds.
What about Wailord?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, shut up now.
Poliwrath is what I'd guess.
Nope. 2 more.
Oof, 2 more.
All right. This is just kind of a shot in the dark. Maybe Empoleon?
Nope.
Okay, that ruins our chances.
Yeah.
So the answers are Gallipod, Pelipper, Swampert, Mantine, Araquanid, Toxapex, Alolamola, Caracosta, and Kingler.
Yeah, never would have guessed any of those except the ones that we did.
You know... Alolamola Alomomola came to mind, but...
Those are your answers. Unfortunately, you guys did not get that. You're still 3-for-4 right now. And our next question is, as always, a base stat base question. Because if we do highest ones, it's just no fun anymore because I burned them all. So this one I want to know, what Mega Pokemon has the lowest base special attack of all Mega Pokemon with a base stat in special attack of 15?
Okay, then. So the first thing that comes to mind is Mega Heracross, although I'm not 100%
It has to
sure.
be fighting or something like that. That's what I'm thinking.
Just something really bad at attacking. Maybe Mega Alakazam.
Wait, no. What about Lupani?
Special attack. This is special attack.
Okay, yeah, special attack. What'd you say?
Lupani. Lupani? Mega Lupani?
Lopunny. Okay. I wouldn't think Lopunny. Okay. Because it sometimes uses special attacks.
It does learn, like, Thunder Punch and stuff, so I guess that's true.
Well, like, Thunderbolt and Ice Beam and stuff, is what I'm thinking. Let's maybe make a Pinsir or Heracross. The first things that come to mind for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those two are the only ones that are also coming up with me, so.
I think that's what I'm gonna go with.
Heracross?
Yes. Okay.
Heracross. Okay.
Mega Heracross.
Heracross is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Mega Beedrill.
Oh, forgot he existed.
Very nice.
All right. So that changes up the board because it puts more people on it. So our current standings are as follows. Linian in first place with 11 points, followed up by R Sigma with 9. Tied for third, we have Sublime and Seth Vilo with 7. Tied for fifth, we have Basket Snag and Whimsicott with 4. And bringing up the rear, we've got Scrawn and Jushiro with 3.
I tried my best.
Everybody's within shooting distance. Everybody's within one episode of each other.
Those were some pretty tough ones to be honest.
I'm sorry.
Whenever I listen to the episodes, it's like, oh, I know all these.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, that means these kids can't use any internet, they can't use any lifelines except for the one hint they are allowed throughout the questions. They've got 5 questions worth 1 point apiece, except for that one that's worth 2 points if they get meet the criteria to get the second point. And if they get all the questions correct without using their lifeline, they can go ahead and cash that in for an extra point for a possible total of 7. They are in a battle against their fellow co-host in a race to 30 points. Whoever gets 30 points first wins a $20 credit to our Puckle Tea Public store where they can go pick up a cool tapestry or some cool Pokemon art or a cool Pokemon t-shirt, whatever they want. Finally, this segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for everything anime art-wise. So go check them out. They're wonderful. They sponsor us, and we just like them as people.
Great people.
Good people. All right. But without further ado, if you guys are ready, I will start asking you the questions.
I am Red E.
This first question comes to you from Duly Noted on our Discord server. You too can drop trivia in there as well that we may ask on the show. So our first question is... Which Pokemon's name, when translated from Swedish to English, literally means snot salmon?
Snorlax.
Well, I'm glad you knew that.
Because he's been posting in the Discord for
Why
a while
did he
now.
Post it in the trivia then?
Talked about it in TCG and a bunch of other places. So
Dooley,
not...
you're ruining it. I blame Dooley.
I've already been aware of this.
That is correct. The answer is, in fact, Snorlax. So that gives you a point because you pay attention to the Discord community, Shamu. It paid off this time. All right.
Yeah.
Question number 2. What Generation 4 Pokemon was usable in a Generation 3 game?
Are we only talking main series games or is it going to be some super obscure game?
Any Pokemon game in Generation 3 in which they had the traditional Pokemon battle mechanics.
Okay.
I
was say, like,
yeah, I was like,
dash, like no, it's not even that, but so Gen 3, that'd be Fire Red, Leaf Green.
The RSE, you got, then, what was on the GameCube?
Colosseum and Gale of Darkness. I'm trying to remember if anything, cause I don't think it wasn't, Ruby Sapphire Emerald, I don't believe.
Was Manaphy in any of these?
Manaphy was in Ranger, but
Manaphy's Gen 4, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Manaphy's Gen 4.
But, see, I always remember it as being, like, the cusp because it's in that one movie with May, who's Gen 3. So I'm like, oh, we bridge in the divide.
Yeah.
They did that a lot. They used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of what Gen 4 Pokemon it could have been. Like, I just don't even, I'm just trying to, like, maybe Mr. Mime. I feel like it was, like, Munchlax or something. But then again, because it probably was something in, because we're trying to find out the Pokemon or the game again. I just kind of,
we're
like,
figuring out the Pokemon.
The Pokemon.
The Pokemon. Yes.
Okay, because I lost my mind for a minute. Gale, I'm trying to remember what was in Gale of Darkness either.
I feel like Munchlax was a good guess.
Was it?
You said Munchlax.
I thought Munchlax, but was it Bonsly?
I was thinking, yeah, maybe it could be a baby Pokemon. I feel like Munchlax is more iconic.
Munchlax is more iconic, and they had the event for it more often. I think.
And they were, if they were gonna, like, introduce something and be like, hey, Gen 4, I feel like they would choose Munchlax before Bonsly. Which is just a disappointment.
Because I know they had, like, events for Legends. I just don't believe it with them.
I'm going to need you to make a choice.
I think Munchlax or Bonsly in my mind. I just don't know which.
I would choose Munchlax first between the two. Okay. Watch me cost us the point.
It's all right. We'll go with Munchlax. Yeah.
Munchlax is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Bonsly.
No!
In Pokemon XD, you can actually go play this bingo game where you could select Bonsly as one of the Pokemon you can use during it, and you could actually battle with
bingo
Bonsly.
Can battle with it. I'm like,
it's actually really fun. Colosseum and, like, Gen 3 had some really fun stuff. The only thing is, it doesn't age well because it doesn't have the physical special split. Like, that's literally the only thing that prevents me from going back to those more consistently.
Although sometimes that's fun.
I do agree with that.
Sometimes not having the physical special split lets you do things you shouldn't be able to do.
Yes, that is true. All right, though. So you guys are 1-for-2. Our next question is a Pokedex question where I'll read you a Pokedex entry and you guys let me know who that Pokemon is. So this Pokedex entry is from Ultra Moon. So it's Ultra Moon. Pokedex entry reads, a relative of Shellder and Cloyster, this ocean dweller sometimes comes onto land in search of food.
That could be, like, anything.
I want to guess Pukumuku.
Kind of.
What else would be, like, a relative? Let's think of things that would be related to Shellder and Cloyster.
Because also it's a Sun and Moon entry, so it's, like, you're very limited in what it can be. Like, what cuts half the Pokemon out, I think? Because not everything has a
No, yeah, it cuts out a lot of stuff. It had to be an Ultra Moon. Has to be able to get to the shore for food.
This is from Uncle Oshawott, by the way, so don't hate me.
See, when you say that, that makes it sound like it's more complicated.
Sounds like Gastrodon, honestly, because I remember that being a thing there.
I can't see that being related.
I can't see it being related, though, other than the fact that it's got, like, a soft shell and it's a slug.
I just love how they build, like, the world of Pokemon through those Pokedex entries in Gen 7, though.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah.
That's, like,
Gen 7s are probably the best. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. In terms of Pokedex entries building the world, yes. In terms of most other things, no.
Yes.
That first part of the question just throws me off so much. It's like, what's this? It's like a Shellder in a Cloyster. Like, nothing.
Maybe something, like, part rock type?
Corsola wouldn't make sense at all.
Corsola doesn't evolve, though.
Yeah. Fair. Should we use our hint? I have no idea.
Let's go with Gastrodon. Why not?
I think I said that name right. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Gastrodon.
That's part water that evolves once.
Is and correct. It is Gastrodon. You totally got that on your own. Good job, guys.
I don't see how... Well, I mean, he did say it. It is something that he said. Oh, okay, so...
Mm-hmm. Gastrodon is correct. It is a relative of Shellder and Cloyster, and it sometimes comes to land and search for food. All right, so this next question. This question actually has 7 answers, and in the original scheme of things, it would have been if you got 3, you'd get 1 point. If you got 6, you got 2 points, and the 7th one would be crazy, just bragging points. But because you've missed a question so far, you do get a chance at redemption. So if you get all 7, you'll get 3 points on this question. So
I like that.
Here we go.
What are the colors of the
black
rainbow?
In Pokemon Black and White, it introduced a variety of new Pokemon, like over 150 of them. It's stupid high.
Seven
of them in particular do not have any egg moves. What are these 7 Pokemon evolutionary lines that do not have egg moves?
Well, It'll be Braviary and Rufflet because they're male only.
Yep. Bufana, the female.
So that's two of them.
Okay, genderless Pokemon now is a thing.
Evolutionary lines, that would count as one. That would count as one.
Oh, that only counts as one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Evolutionary lines, yeah, unfortunately.
Does Tynamo, don't think Tynamo line has any actual egg moves. They've got two moves. I don't believe they have egg moves, though.
I think you're right, because they wanted Tynamo to be as insufferable as possible.
Yeah, Tynamo has like four moves, I believe. I think it's what it gets.
Yeah, it gets four moves, and that's it. So that makes sense. I like that as an answer a lot.
That's two.
Sock and Throw could be female, and they get Quick Guard and stuff like that, I believe. Yeah.
So, by evolutionary lines, we can't just answer with, like, the genies, I assume. Which are all male.
And by evolutionary
I would say, no, you cannot.
Like, what about this all-male, legendary trio?
I would say, those are technically correct, but I will say
yeah,
no.
Sure.
These are Pokemon that are capable of breeding that can't learn egg moves.
So, but by evolutionary line, are we also saying that they can evolve or they can?
No, because they can have multiple Pokemon. Like, I will give you that Rufflet and Tynamo are both correct.
Now, I just want to make sure if this is including, like, things like the stuff that does not evolve as well.
Yes.
You said evolutionary lines.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So it does include those. Okay. Because I'm trying to remember now. I can't remember if Sock and Throw are just male only now. I thought they weren't, but,
if we run out of answers, those wouldn't be the worst suggestions as possibilities. Yeah.
Does Behem have a gender?
Yes. I feel like it does.
Okay. I'm just like.
I forgot that was a Pokemon.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it does because back in Gen 5, that's like my back in Gen 4, but, you know, Gen 5. It was the easiest Pokemon to get that had, that one ability that lets you dictate the nature when you catch something. Synchronize, right. So I bred a lot. So yes, that has gender.
I believe Dreddigon had egg. Golurk
is a construct.
It's a construct. Don't believe
that would make sense.
And you can't. It gets two to move. I don't believe we got egg moves.
That is 1 point. You guys are at three.
That would make sense.
So you got there are four more to choose from. You got 30
it's
seconds.
Hard. Oh my gosh, stop.
This is one of those ones that you need more than them.
You gave us a really complicated question out of like the biggest generation.
Stop complaining
of
and get the answers.
I'm just saying, like, we're swimming through the waters, you know? Does Stunfisk learn anything? It's just so useless. I could see it not learning anything.
No, I think it's stuff like Pain Split. That might be tutor only too, but
it's not Snivy.
I'm just trying to think. It's like running through stuff. I'm like, it's got gender. It's got something.
You do have the hint as well.
I think we should take the hint.
Yeah, I'm not really
worried
about
that
question.
All right. So you got the three that you got so far. The other ones, two of them are genderless. And then two of them are male only.
I feel like that's actually Sock and Throw.
I bet that's Sock and Throw.
And then, so one of them's a steel type line, and another one's an ice type line.
Cryogonal. Okay. That's one. what the?
Cryogonal is correct.
Kling Klang. There we go. There's another. Wait, Kling Klang? Wait, did the egg move?
It's genderless.
That
has to be genderless.
So now we've got two males.
Let's go with Sock and Throw.
I'm just trying to think of anything else could be male. I think it's what they are. I'm trying to think of anything else that could be male. The Buffalon's got both genders.
It has too much luscious hair to be genderless.
I think it's probably just Sock and Throw. I can't think of
anything
else.
Yeah, let's just go with Sock and Throw.
Male,
I can't think of an all-male anyway.
That is correct on all accounts. That's 3 points. You guys are once again 5-4 right now. So the answers are Throw, Sock, Klink, Tynamo, Cryogonal, Golett, and Rufflet. Just for those of you at home who could keep track. That is all seven of them that are capable of breeding but do not have egg moves. So yeah, there you guys go. You got that. You guys are 5-4 right now. Let's see if you get point number six. This is a base stat question as always. And because we're running out of highest base stats, I found lowest base stats. And this one might be easier for you. What electric type Pokemon has the lowest HP and physical defense of all electric type Pokemon?
I think it's Tynamo.
Let's just assume it's Tynamo.
I don't think that it could even be.
It could be Pichu, maybe?
I thought Pichu too, maybe, but I think, don't think Tynamo had, like, stats, actually.
I feel like it has stats.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just, like, a squishy body that just kind of, like...
It just does things.
You accidentally, like, push it, it just dies.
Alright, is Tynamo your final answer?
Now I'm hesitant. Now I'm like, maybe it is Pichu, because Pichu's real frail.
It is. But then again, I think Tynamo's like the Sun Kern of electric types. Except for like special attack, I think it's got some sun.
It's not Sun Kern bad, I know that. I actually think it might be Pichu.
I'm okay with saying either. Really.
Yeah, I think we should go with Pichu.
That's fine.
Pichu is correct. It has like a base 35 defense and HP, or it base like 30 HP. It's like super low. Tynamo is actually better. Tynamo's got base 35 HP and base 40 defense. So it's better.
Oh, so slightly better.
It's slightly better.
I assumed that like, Tynamo's a good Tynamo second had 40 place. 40 across like, the board. Yeah.
You guys did pretty good though. You guys get yourselves 6 points with that. And I had the sheet up, but then I lost it. So bear with me for a second. But we did have the sheet up. I'm going to get to it so we can actually go ahead and, award you the proper points, but that's 6 points today. That's pretty good for you guys.
That's really good.
That's actually really good. I'm proud of you. I'm sure that's what you were hoping that I would say. It does change up our leaderboard as well. Once I find Shamu's name,
I'm guessing it puts me in first.
It very well may. So in first place now we have Sublime with 13 points, followed up in second by Linian with 11 points. In third, we've got Sigma with 9, followed up by Seth in fourth with 7 points. Dr. Shamu takes fifth place in his first appearance this cycle with 6 points, followed up by Basket and Snag tied for sixth, Basket, Snag, and Whimsicott tied for sixth with 4 points, and tied for ninth. We have Scrawn and Yushiro, both with 3 points. Everybody's on the board. I'm pretty happy with that. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. This segment of the show is brought to you by Anime Gravy, your one-stop shop for all anime art. These guys are great. You can go check them out. They've got some cool stuff, including like a really cool Green Tauros poster that they gave me and they framed, and I haven't put it up yet because I'm running out of wall space. And I have to find where to put it. Because, like, for those of you who don't watch the streams, I got, like, this giant, like, piece of, like, Ho-Lugia artwork, like, that's a 5-panel, like, canvas, and it kind of takes up, like, a lot of space. So, it's really cool. I really enjoy that. My wife gave that to me, so, like, I have to prioritize that. Also, because it's really cool, and I really love my wife. So I have to put that out there, but we're not talking about the artwork on Thatch's wall. We're talking about Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means they're going to have 5 Pokemon themed questions that they have to answer, each worth 1 point apiece, except for the one time it's not. One of the questions is going to have a bonus point attached to it. And they have one hint that they can use as a lifeline throughout the process to hopefully score themselves a few more points. Or one more point if they need it. If they get all the questions right without the hint, these guys will go ahead and get 7 points possibly today. They're in a race with their co-host to 30 points. Whoever gets there first wins a $20, what is it called? The $20 redemption thing.
Credit.
Know. That's the word I'm looking for. $20 credit to the Puckle Tea Public Store where they can get hoodies, mugs, literally anything they could ever want. I just bought a hoodie. I'm actually pretty happy with that. I am going to wear that to PuckleCon. And that is where we're at. So if you guys are ready, I've got some questions for you from our Discord.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Our first question is, what Pokemon is the proud owner of the signature move Heat Lash?
That is Heatmore.
Heatmore.
That is correct. That is 1 point for you. That didn't come from Discord. That came from Thatch, cause he was trying to find like a nice and easy question. This next question though comes from Uncle Oshawott. And he wants to know.
Is it Dex Entry?
It is not Dex Entry. That's always the third question. No. This question is, which Pokemon game sold the least amount of copies?
Are we counting like two together?
So if they're versions that came out together, they get counted together. If that makes sense. Because there aren't individual sales numbers for Sapphire and Ruby. There's just, there's Ruby and Sapphire, numbers.
Yeah. I was just double checking. It's either Yuusum or, like, Black-White 2. Because I remember Black White 2 sold very poorly.
This is a main series Pokemon game, though, just to confirm?
Yes, only main series, yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, it might be the typing game. I have a sinking suspicion.
That never came out in the US, which is a travesty.
It came out in the UK. You can get it in the UK version, that PAL version.
You can.
I feel like I don't think Usum sold that poorly, though.
Do you want to go with Black White 2?
I kind of do, because I remember the sales being very low in that generation.
Well, yeah, and it kind of spooked them for a while, and they didn't do, like, second games in Gen 6. Like, they changed a lot.
They're like a groundhog got spooked.
I feel better about Black White 2, but Usum is also... Usum's new, so it hasn't had the time to get sales by over time.
Yeah.
I'll say Black White 2.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Oh.
The answer is actually Pokemon Emerald version. Pokemon Emerald only sold 6.32 million copies.
Oh.
It is the worst selling Pokemon game of all time. Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, just to make you feel better, only sold like 8 million copies. And Black and White 2 combined also only sold like 8.5 million copies.
Okay, so we got the 2 and 3.
You got the 2 and 3. Well, actually not even, because Crystal only sold 6.4 million.
So that one...
It was just... Oh. So you got the 3 and 4, if that makes you feel any better.
No, it really doesn't.
But yeah, unfortunately it is Pokemon Emerald version. Alright, so this next question is your Pokedex question. So who's that Pokemon? Its Soul Silver entry reads, "Its wings are not used for flying. They are flapped at high speed to adjust its body temperature." Who's that Pokemon?
What?
Its wings are not used for flying. They are flapped at high speed to adjust its body temperature.
I heard you, but what?
It's from Pokemon Soul Silver.
The only thing I can think of is, like, the Flygon line, but no, it flies. It's got fly in its name. What? It has to be Gen 4 or earlier. I mean, we've already lost the point. Do you want to use the hint?
I guess. I have no idea.
I have nothing.
Let me double check here. I think this is also this Pokemon's Pokedex entry in another game. Let me double check. Real quick for that for you. I believe, though, this is also the Pokemon...
Spinosaurus? I don't know.
This is also the Pokemon Silver entry for this Pokemon as well.
Okay, so it's a Gen 2
yes.
Pokemon.
The very least.
I'll say it's Gen 2.
That's our hint, right?
It's Gen 2. Yeah, that's your hint.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, Gen 2 Pokemon with wings that don't fly... I guess there's only, like, 99 of them to be... Well, like, 99 Gen 2 Pokemon. So it could be worse, I guess? Dunsparce.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, because it's got the tiny, terrible, bad wings.
Yeah.
I don't know what else they'd be good for.
It would make sense for the Fat Snake to want to cool itself down.
Yeah. Dunsparce, final answer.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Oh. What?
Oh. The answer is Scizor. Scizor.
What?
Yeah. Fun fact. Let me get the Dunsparce Silver entry because I'm interested. If spotted, it escapes by burrowing with its tail. It can float just slightly using its wings.
Oh.
It almost sounds like the Pokemon Company in Black White Black 2 and White 2. They got scared and they burrowed.
I'm pretty sure Scizor flies. That's why that kind of throws us.
Scizor can't fly, I don't think.
It flies all the time in the anime, and that's the only thing that matters in my heart.
Well, then Dunsparce flew in the anime. There's an entire episode about it.
Uh-oh.
All right, moving on. Next question. This is worth 2 points, if you get them both. There are two types that no Pokemon gains upon evolution. What are these types? So you know when they
normal? Normal.
Normal is one.
Because it gains evolution, it doesn't gain a normal type upon evolving.
Yeah, and I can't think of anything that's like a baby that turns into a normal either. That wasn't to begin with. I know water is wrong,
Does something gain fire?
Does Eevee, I assume Eevee counts, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that just knocks,
That knocks out a lot of them, yeah.
It knocks out grass, which was my other knee-jerk reaction. Bug?
Yeah. Does anything eat bug? I don't think so, actually.
I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, like, why would something become a bug?
Yeah.
Bug is a shape.
You got circles, you got squares, you got bugs.
You got bugs.
Triangle.
You know, when you were a little kid, you had the circle block goes in the circle hole, triangle block in the triangle hole, bug block goes in the bug hole.
Bug hole.
Normal and bug, final answers.
Those are both correct. You got 2 points. I don't think it's because bugs are shape, but we can use that.
I meant like it's a classification, like an animal shape, not like a literal shape, but
no, not the shape. Now
we bug is a shape.
If Detective Pikachu tells you how to make orange, it's gonna tell you what this shape of bug is. Okay,
that's Detective Pikachu 2, the sequel.
Puckle Podcast. We teach you the shape of bug.
All right, so that makes you guys 3 for 4 today. Question number 5 is your base stat question, and I want to know what Pokemon has the lowest speed of all electric type Pokemon.
Oh. All the super slow boys that I can think of are not electric type.
Alolan Golem is probably down there. Oh, actually Alolan Geodude would be lower, I think. The base point to run off of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of things that are truly abysmal, but electric types are fast. That's their
generally,
thing.
Yeah.
It's Voltorb! I don't know. Okay, so what about, Pichu? Because Pichu's
still got
bad
higher. Because Pichu's already based, 80, 90. So Pichu's not much, lower than that.
Mm.
It's lower, but it's not that much.
What about Magnemite? I don't think it's lower than Geodude, for what it's worth.
Yeah, Magneton's 70, I can tell you that off the top of my head. Magneton's 60, and then I assume Magnemite's 50 or 45.
Yeah.
Which could be on par with Geodude. I think Alolan Golem gets 65 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's up there, but it's not great.
I can't even really Yeah, I'm gonna say Alolan Geodude. I don't have any. I can't think of anything that there's not a base 5 Pokemon that I can think of, you know? Pukumuku or a Munchlax or something.
Even Sunfisk is actually fairly speedy, I believe. It's at least 60 or something like that.
Fairly speedy. 60. What is this, Alola?
for what it is.
For what it is? For a ground, a little mudfish?
Most of his stats are pretty balanced.
What are your answers?
We're doing Geodude. Alolan Geodude.
Alolan Geodude is correct. Base 20 speed. Yeah, that's 4 points for you guys today. Yeah, I thought it was Stunfisk at first, but then you said Geodude, and I looked, and then you were right. Stunfisk is the slowest non-Alolan electric type, if that makes you feel any better.
What is it?
It's base 32.
Oh, it's
pretty
really
slow.
Oh,
it is really low. That's why I didn't catch it in my initial shot, because I was looking for an electric type, and I didn't realize I forgot about Alolan Geodude, because I don't have the Alolan Geodudes right there. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to add those points in for you guys today, because that, I mean, you guys earned them. You did a good job there.
Yeah.
You earned yourself 4 points, and it does in fact change up that leaderboard pretty significantly. So let me go ahead and change that up. So in first place now with 15 points, we have Linian, followed up in second. We have Sublime with 13 points. In third, we have Dr. Shamu with 10 points.
Oh.
Followed up by Sigma with 4 in fourth place with 9 points. Seth Vilo in fifth with 7. Basket and Snag tied for sixth with 4. Oh, Basket, Snag, and Whimsicott tied for sixth with 4 points. And then Scrawn and Jushiro tied for ninth with 3. Everybody's on the board. We just got to see how that changes up in the near future. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. So, for those of you who are new, this is the segment of the show where we quiz your co-hosts, both together as a team, on their Pokemon knowledge. They get to answer questions together. They are racing against their fellow co-hosts in a race to 30 points to win $20 of TeePublic credit at our TeePublic store, so they can buy t-shirts, you know, whatever. I don't know what you guys want to buy. Whatever you want to buy, you can go get it for $20. Supplement the rest. but
the shipping in my case.
And if you are new, so it's a great show. We're going to have five questions where we're going to ask them Pokemon themed trivia. These are all coming from our Discord server because Thatch's internet went out and he did not have time to actually properly put together the questions today. And we are talking about all Pokemon questions. These are all from our Discord server. You guys can go to our Discord server there and put trivia. And if it's good, we'll ask it on the show more than likely. So if you guys are ready, before I begin, this segment is brought to you by the AnimeGravy.com store, where you can go check out a bunch of cool anime prints that they have there. I forgot how many they have, but I know they have a Green Tauros poster and a really cool Professor Oak Wants You poster. So if you want some
they
more
have
Pokemon
a lot.
Swag, they have a lot of stuff.
They have a lot, and I would mention it's Pride Month. They have many, many cool Pride designs. I just recently bought one, so you might want to do the same.
Yeah, so AnimeGravy.com. We love those guys. So moving forward, though, we have some questions. I hope they're not too hard because I'm kind of just picking them out of Discord as we go. So here we go. Question number one is going to come from... actually, we're not going to ask that one. Question number one is going to come from Lord Corbinick, and he wants to know, what Pokemon learns no normal type moves through level up, breeding, or TM? I think there's multiple answers to this, actually. But go ahead. Go try to answer that question. If you give me any of them, I'll probably accept it.
Ooh. No normal type moves.
Through level up, TM.
Breeding. No way. Like, it just doesn't learn it.
If a pre-evolution knows it...
Does Wobbuffet learn any normal-type moves?
I feel like it learns Tickle, but that might be Fairy-type now. Encore, it learns Encore, that's definitely normal-type.
Oh, right.
I was thinking Cosmoem, but I don't know if the splash that Cosmog has counts.
Yeah, if it's from pre-evolutions, it counts.
Okay, so yeah, it's not Cosmoem.
Dynamo definitely has something,
right? It has
right?
Takedown, I'm pretty sure.
Dynamo has Takedown?
I feel like that's the one attack move it gets other than charge.
Caller me surprised.
It has four attacks. Let's see.
It has to be something nonsensical like that, though.
Weedle?
Weedle, actually... You know what? That sounds plausible.
Okay, I'm fine with Weedle, because it gets Poison Sting instead of Tackle.
Exactly.
Like the other bugs get, so...
Weedle is correct. Weedle only gets, like, five moves in this move pool, by the way.
Bug Bite, gets, Electroweb, String Shot.
Yeah. Poison Sting, String Shot, Bug Bite, and Electroweb. It's only four moves. I lied. Only four moves. So, yeah, it does not get any normal-type moves. It's the only Pokemon incapable of learning any normal-type moves.
Wow.
So that's one point for you guys. There you go. Yeah, just look at that's a good question. Okay, so another question asking about a unique Pokemon. Which Pokemon, other than Golisopod, can learn First Impression? This is from Swampertata.
Not Psyduck, it's Farfetch'd, I think.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Farfetch'd is correct. Farfetch'd is the only one that can learn First Impression, because it's Farfetch'd, and he needed some cool stuff, I guess. Maybe, I don't know.
I love doing trivia with Sigma.
So the next question is the Pokedex who's that Pokemon entry, and hopefully I did not ruin it. So in its Platinum entry, they appear when the snow flowers bloom. When the petals fall, they retreat to places unknown again. Who's that Pokemon?
Wow.
So probably an ice type.
Yeah, I want to say something like Snover, because...
Yeah, because the grass... Kind of.
Yeah, they're grass eyes, and they live on Mount Coronet. Is that Mount Coronet? Yeah?
Yeah, well, north of Mount Coronet, I think.
Yeah, I knew something about Sinnoh. Who knew? I don't know. I mean, snow flowers usually bloom at the very end of winter, so maybe Snover would get there a bit before, but it's not like Pokedex entries make a lot of naturalistic sense, so.
So what's your answer?
I mean, I would go for Snover, but Sigma has been carrying us so far, so if he has a better option.
That's as good as I got. It's one of those two. Ice, grass, probably. So,
Snover is technically incorrect, but I'll give you the point because it's a Bombasnow, so it's the same Pokemon.
fair enough.
So I'll give you the point. I think that one's fair. So this next question comes from Bobosophus. So you guys are 3-for-3 right... Or, yeah, 3-for-3 right now. Good on you. So this next question comes from Bo. And he wants to know, Everyone knows and loves the epic story that is Pokemon Adventures, the manga. The red, blue, yellow, and gold, silver, crystal arc lasts 14 volumes. At what volume are we introduced to yellow, and at what volume are we introduced to gold?
So yellow actually appears in the very first volume. She's a small child that witnesses one of Red's battles in before he leaves, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has a cameo way before we are actually introduced to her. So I think she appears in the first volume.
Okay, I'll go with you on that. Now, do you think gold shows up at the halfway point, or do you think it's a little further, like a volume 8 or 9?
I think it's further along because, the Yellow Saga takes up a decent chunk of it.
Okay.
So I want to say that gold shows up... Let me see. It's been a long while since I read that.
Like, I could see Gold Silver being, like, 5 volumes long or 6 volumes long, so maybe 9.
Yeah, but, like, Crystal is not counted in those 14 volumes, right?
What do you mean?
You said Red...
I don't think there was a Crystal manga. Like, there wasn't a Crystal chapter. She was just put into the story, maybe? Or shows up in the story later?
I mean, she has her own story.
I will make that clear. I'll kind of make that clarification. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have, like, there's not like a distinct, like, Crystal manga part.
Yeah, it's not like Red, Blue, then Yellow, or Ruby, Sapphire, okay, then Emerald, I believe they have.
Yeah.
But
so actually, I would say, yeah, either 9 or 10.
Okay, I like 9.
Yeah, let's go with 9.
Okay. You got, the answer correct on the first one. Yellow does show up at the first manga, volume of the manga. Bosifus is incorrect. He actually wrote, manga episode 4, because that's when the yellow arc begins.
Okay.
But you are absolutely correct that yellow shows up in the first volume. And what volume are we introduced to gold is actually 8, unfortunately.
Okay. Aww.
So it is half and half. All right.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like, it's half and half, because I think the red, blue, yellow saga only goes 1 through 7, and then gold, crystal, silver goes, all from 8 to 14. That's I have the box set right here, actually. So
I was thinking maybe red, blue, yellow lasted a volume or two longer, just because it encapsulated three stories.
Yeah,
exactly. Because I remember yellow's story being fairly long.
It was fairly long. It's because the red, blue, yellow one, or the red, blue, green one, is only like 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you like switch to yellow at 4, and it just goes, because the yellow story is fairly long.
Yeah, it sounds like it's longer than red and blue.
Yeah, it is very long. All right, so our next question is going to be a base stat question as usual. And this one comes from Liger. What grass-type Pokemon has the lowest base attack of all grass-type Pokemon?
Interesting.
You do have the hint, but you can still cash it in, I will say. You can still cash it in. This is one of those weird things, because you still got the question right without the bonus point.
Yeah.
So you can, in fact, still cash it in. I do want to make that clarification, because I think that was an issue once when I wasn't on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I'm partial to Sunkern.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Sunkern.
Sunkern is a special kind of horrible Pokemon, so...
you're absolutely right. I was thinking, there was one grass-type Pokemon that was completely useless. It has to be Sunkern.
Is Sunkern the final answer, or...?
I can't think of anything else.
We're talking lowest base attack, right?
Yeah, physical attack.
It has to be Sunkern.
I'm fine with that.
Sunkern is unfortunately incorrect.
Ooh.
Sunkern's got base 30 all along.
Badoo?
It's actually Cottonee.
Oh.
At 27. What? Yeah.
My baby?
Yeah. Yeah, but that gives you guys still 5 points today. You did pretty good there. Four points today. You got 4 points today.
Yeah,
I did my math wrong. I'm bad at math. So that changes up the standings pretty significantly, because everybody's so close, and it makes me so happy when that happens. Everybody's like within a game of each other, which just makes me so happy, because it's close. Nobody's blown anybody out of the water. So in first place, we have Linian with 15 points. Tied for second right now, we have Sublime and R Sigma with 13 points. In fourth, we've got Dr. Shamu with 10. In fifth, we've got Seth Vilo and Whimsicott tied with 7 points. But then we've got, in seventh place tied, we've got Basket and Snag with 4 points. And then bringing up the rear, Scrawn and Jashiro are both sitting at 3. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our TeePublic store or purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.